The stock this is dictating on Thomas Sapp, S-A-P-P, Sapp Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is, date of birth is 8-14-41. Date of visit is 12-9-24. Please make copy for, Anthony Stover. Please make a copy for Anthony Stover, D-O. Stover is S-T-O-V-E-R. S as in Sam, T as in Thomas. Stover, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Anthony. Thank you for sending Thomas Sapp for permanent evaluation. Next. History personnel. This is a 83-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity. Has previously been diagnosed to have interstitial lung disease. Predominantly in the lower lobes. And also with multiple pulmonary nodules. The patient denied chest pains, hemoptysis, or significant weight loss. And he denies nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He does not have any home oxygen. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history. Oh, can you please mention the CT findings? The patient did have a CT chest on 10/22/24, and it showed pulmonary fibrosis with UIP pattern with progression since 2022. He also had a new 4-millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe and a stable 8-millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe. Suspected to be benign. There was a mildly enlarged subcranial lymph node. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for lumbar disc surgery with laminectomy at L4 and L5. He also had an appendectomy remotely. He has atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, and denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Habits, patient smoked half pack per day for about 8 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately, mostly beer. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next, family history. Patient father died of heart disease, mother died of old age. Next paragraph. System review, the patient denies fatigue or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. She has yes, some hoarseness and no nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency, dysuria, flank pains. No hay fever or asthma, she has shortness of breath, no wheezing or cough, no abdominal pains, but has heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. And he has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitation. And denies anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness. No seizures, but as numbness of the extremities, no headaches. Next paragraph. Oh, I also mentioned no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, medlist. Synthroid 88 micrograms daily. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Damsulosin 0.4 milligrams BID. Flaconide 50 milligrams BID. Aliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. Next paragraph is physical exam. This average adult elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure 128 by 70. Pulse is 75. Respiration 22. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 185. Saturation 95. Saturation is 90. Itching in the arms, phallic pupils reacted. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal wounds, the crazy excursions. We'll find crackles at both lung bases and occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the atoms, regular asthma, and estro, no murmur, dance 3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mastomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor reduction. Cranial nerves are ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis, in brackets UIP. Number 2 is chronic cough and reactive airways. Number 3, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, BNP, RA factor, and IgE level. We will come back for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks for this consultation. Copy. Thank you, Dr. Susan.